The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Today FM.
I'm sure many of you have holidayed in Mallorca at some stage, beautiful Mediterranean island. But you may not be welcome back there, it seems. There's a campaign against tourism. In a moment, we'll talk to travel expert Owen Corrie, but Graham Keighley joins us from Spain. Can you tell us, please, about the Mallorca protests at present and the cause behind them?
Okay, the cause behind them is twofold, essentially. People in Mallorca are saying that the rise in tourism on the island is pushing up the price of housing for local people. They say they can't afford to live locally because people are renting out their properties for tourist flats, which is pushing up the price. They also say the place is simply becoming overrun with tourists, and they say it's essentially a reasonably small island, and yet the place is swamped. The roads are just jammed. All the other amenities are also full up with tourists in the summertime, and it's too much. The island has reached its limits.
Okay, and what are they doing about this?
You mean the authorities?
No, the protesters first, then the authorities.
Okay, the protesters had a massive protest last weekend. They say they're going to plan more protests later in the year, although no dates have been fixed for that. What they're asking, amongst other things, is that people who have not been on the island for 5 years should not be allowed to buy property there. They say this foreigners buying property there is pushing up the price of housing, and there's not enough housing left for other people. They say there's also a great lack of social housing or affordable housing on Mallorca.
And then what has the response of the authorities to that?
Well, it's been interesting. Marga Prohens, who's the president of the Balearics regional government, said in an interview with a local paper at the weekend that basically the era of mass tourism has come to an end. And she was saying what we must go for now is quality tourism. She is a conservative politician who said that her authorities passed a project to guarantee 700 more homes on the island and was also going to make more social housing available. Obviously, these things take time, and it remains to be seen whether it's going to satisfy the protesters who may be impatient for quick change.
Could they cut off their nose to spite their face? And that, how important financially, economically, is tourism to the island?
It's vital. It makes up something in the region of 40% of GDP for the island. So it would be stupid to bring in restrictions which would harm that industry, because obviously it guarantees lots of jobs, at least in the summer months. What one tourist expert that I talked to said was perhaps what needs to be done is to try and encourage out of season tourism, i.e. to encourage people to come and visit the island in February, Easter time, and these kind of periods, so that it provides jobs for people, not just through the few summer months, and becomes a more stable job rather than just a holiday job. This would help people on the island.
Graham Keighley, thank you for joining us from Spain. Owen Corrie is with us as well. Owen, is this restricted just to Mallorca, this new movement against mass tourism, or is it something that's happening elsewhere?
Yes, Matt, it's something that is surprisingly spread two areas which, as Graham alluded to there, depend very heavily on tourism. We saw protests in the Canary Islands a little bit earlier. For many years, there have been pinch points. Dubrovnik, Barcelona, Venice have strong movements which are protesting against the over-tourism, or more likely the management of tourism, that they all seem to arrive, all the cruise ships in the bay at the same time. Interesting what's happened in, first of all, the Canaries and in the Balearics, that these are economies so dependent on tourism. I did expect the turnout to be a lot smaller than they were, but there seems to be a force behind this, which is surprising me and surprising the authorities as well. The usual complaint, Matt, is about tourism as nuisance behaviour, all that noise and the late night stuff. We've had that for years. And also the pressure that Graham alluded to, health services, roads, waste management, water supplies. But I think what's emerging, it's not new, but it's emerging very strongly, is that local grievances about rent prices and housing are now being transferred into a backlash against tourism.
Which actually has happened to a small degree in Dublin as well, hasn't it? Where we have all of the complaints about new hotels being built in Dublin city centre allegedly at the expense of housing.
What happened years ago was you had a Gillian Bowler or a Joe Walsh and he contracted a hotel. What's happened with the advent of the internet has been first two things, and low-cost aviation, that people have moved out for longer periods. We have a lot of Irish people, about 80,000 Irish people winter out in Spain. And also everybody is contracting to tourists now. You have the facility through Airbnb, Vrbo. So that is doing things to the short-term rental market that people aren't really sure. They look at what people are earning from renting to tourists versus what they can to rent to people who are actually working in the tourism industry. You've got to remember, it's not just the locals. There's a big influx of population during the summer into the Balearics for the people who need to work in the tourism industry. And they're finding the cost of living being pushed out. First place they're looking to blame for this is tourism. I'm not sure the cause and effect is as clean as that, but that's certainly what we're hearing from the protesters.
Can it make it unpleasant for the tourists who discover that suddenly locals may be rude and surly and possibly even at times violent towards them?
I doubt it. There's a very strong tourism culture in the area. You will see posters and a bit of graffiti. You will have, but I think most tourists will continue to go to Spain, and we're going in increasing numbers. The overall tourism into Spain for the first 3 months of the year, the figures just out a few days ago, is up about 12%. People like it as a familiar market from Northern Europe, but Ireland is even higher. It's up by nearly 20%. So more tourists are descending on those Spanish honey pot resorts, but I don't think they will actually feel any hostility, or dochel would be the word in Irish for it. They will. The protests would be probably more, they tend to be earlier in the day around midday, and they're more directed at the authorities. They're more directed at bringing home a message to the local politicians than to making the tourists feel unwelcome. I doubt if that's going to happen. I doubt if anyone really will notice over the summer.
And Owen, if the main issue is the cost of living for local residents, and particularly the cost of accommodation, do they have a right as well, though, to be sometimes a little bit fed up with the behaviour of people who visit, who perhaps do drink and take drugs in a way that they might not necessarily do at home, making it perhaps uncomfortable and unpleasant for the residents?
You've been on your Club 18 to 30 holiday, have you, Matt? Yeah, there has been a long tradition.
There's a lot older people do that type of behaviour than the 18 to 30-year-old zone.
Oh, we've seen the videos of people jumping on cars and that sort of thing in the middle of the street. There's been some of the islands have introduced a ban on shops selling alcohol late at night. It's always in the background, antisocial behaviour by tourists. It tends to come in waves. It tends to go by nationality. Ireland doesn't tend to be one of the big offenders there. Our neighbouring Ireland tends to feature in the Champions League of that. But what happens when you have a protest against tourism is that becomes another factor. A confluence of different things get voiced and aired on the sense of outrage takes over on social media, and then you can muster together a protest. Protest. The other important thing, and it is an issue, you mentioned the housing thing, which is an issue in Ireland and not just in Ireland, in cities like Galway, or in Dublin, not just in Dublin, in cities like Galway as well. You'd also have pressure on any tourist point in any part of Europe, including the west of Ireland, farmers trying to get their hay in July on the Ring of Kerry and on the roads of West Clare. For many years have been saying tourism is a great, it brings economic benefits to the country. But let's have a way where there's some sort of compromise between those who live their lived lives in this environment, in these beautiful environments. And I think there's probably more a realization of that across Europe. It'll be an issue at the European election in many countries. I think what the protests will probably achieve is concentrate minds and get people to think more about when you're accommodating tourists, let's think of the locals as well.
Owen Corry, thank you very much for being with us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.